Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The heads of aid organizations working in Gaza have called for urgent intervention after a UN commission concluded that Israel was committing genocide in Gaza. In a statement, more than 20 organizations called on all member states to act in accordance with the UN's mandate. Israel has said the report is based on biased sources and false information. It was published as the Israeli army began a major ground assault against Gaza City. Here's our international editor, Jeremy Bowen.
All of this points to the fact that there is a stark division now about the way that many countries view Israel. On one side, there are the Americans and the Israelis, very close allies, of course, and on the other side of things, there are all those countries, including countries like Britain, which were very supportive of Israel to start with and still do support Israel in many ways, actually, who have basically had enough. And they look at the scenes in Gaza and they feel that the time has come for it to end.
Donald Trump has arrived in the UK for an unprecedented second state visit as US president. King Charles will host Mr. Trump for a state banquet at Windsor Castle, as well as a military parade and a carriage procession. There'll also be a flypast by the Royal Air Force. Meanwhile, four people have been arrested after anti-Trump protesters in Windsor projected giant images of Mr. Trump with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein onto the walls of Windsor Castle. President Trump is to meet the king there on Wednesday. Police said they acted quickly to stop the projection and that the four had been arrested on suspicion of malicious communications. These protesters were in Windsor earlier in the day.
Trump is known, despite trying to hide it, to have consorted with Epstein. Why is he welcome? He should not have been welcomed here with open arms, as far as I can see.
I think it's good to just express our dissent, show Trump and show the government that Trump doesn't represent Britain, doesn't represent our values.
The man accused of murdering the right-wing political activist Charlie Kirk has appeared in court in the United States for the first time. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for Tyler Robinson. Here's Neda Taufik.
Tyler Robinson appeared on a video link from jail with a blank expression on his face as the judge read out the charges against him. He spoke only briefly to state his name and nodded when the judge informed him he would be held without bail. The 22-year-old has been on special watch and appeared to be wearing a green safety smock to protect against self-harm. Earlier, the Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray told a news conference he'd made the decision to seek the death penalty without outside pressure and did not take it lightly. He said while the suspect wasn't cooperating with the authorities, his parents and roommate were.
World News from the BBC. A U.S. Senate hearing into the running of the FBI descended into a shouting match during exchanges between the director, Kash Patel, and Democratic members of the committee. They criticized Mr. Patel's handling of the shooting of Charlie Kirk, the case of the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and what they see as politically motivated sackings at the FBI. Colombia has announced that it'll no longer buy weapons from the United States as a row between the two countries rapidly worsens. On Monday, Washington removed the government in Bogota from a list of allies in the fight against drugs. The Peruvian authorities have rescued more than 1,000 tourists stranded at the railway station that serves the ancient Inca settlement of Machu Picchu. Hundreds of other visitors remained stuck after protesters blocked the tracks. The demonstrators want a new bus company to take people to Machu Picchu from the station. This Chilean tourist is among those stranded.
The alternative they've given to us, which is not a solution provided by the company, but rather a possibility available to us as free human beings, is to walk 2 or 3 hours and then find a bus or some other independent form of transport. But that's something we have to do on our own. I don't even know if agreeing to that walk would guarantee transport afterwards. And in my case, I can't do it because my wife is pregnant. So for me personally, it's not feasible.
Taliban officials in Afghanistan say fiber optic internet has been disconnected in 3 provinces on the orders of their leader to prevent immorality. They said internet via cable had been banned in Balkh, Helmand and Kandahar provinces to prevent abuses and an alternative route would be created. However, mobile internet is still available in these provinces. BBC World News.